Good morning. Here's some of the news for Monday, April 18th, 2016.
A salir mientras se presentaba este temblor de 7.8 grados, esto ayer cerca de las 7 de la noche.
More than 200 are dead and more than 1,500 injured from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake which struck Ecuador over the weekend. Rescuers are struggling to reach survivors trapped in the rubble. It was the strongest earthquake to hit Ecuador since 1979. It flattened buildings and buckled highways along its Pacific coast. Meanwhile, in southern Japan, the search continues for people missing from two powerful earthquakes that killed at least 41 people. The quakes injured about 1,500 and triggered major landslides. 180,000 people are seeking shelter. Some evacuees said food distribution was a meager 2 rice balls for dinner.
Obama, escucha.
Estamos en la lucha.
Advocates for immigration reform, community members from Make the Road New York, boarded buses from New York City at 3 a.m. this morning to go to Washington. They will rally on the steps of the Supreme Court as it hears arguments on whether President Barack Obama exceeded his authority with his executive order on immigration. It would spare about 4 million people in the U.S. from deportation and give them work permits. Shortly before the plan was to go into effect last year, a federal judge in Texas blocked it. This after Republican-governed states filed suit against the Democratic president's executive action.
The public is really angry, and the Republicans are really angry. The
In campaign news, Donald
really
Trump is continuing his assault on GOP presidential nomination rules. Speaking at the New York Veteran Police Association news conference in Staten Island on Sunday, he says while he thinks he will win the delegates needed to get the GOP nomination, the system is still rigged and corrupt.
You're basically buying these people. You're basically saying, delegate, listen, we're going to send you to Mar-a-Lago on a Boeing 757. You're going to use the spa. You're going to this, you're going to that. We want your vote. That's a corrupt system. That has nothing to do with democracy.
Trump needs 1,237 delegates to clinch the GOP nomination. He has 744, Ted Cruz 559, Kasich 144. 838 delegates are still available on the GOP side. And Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders would agree with Trump that the system is rigged. Sanders says he would do much better in New York if we had same-day registration and if we didn't have a closed primary, which is to say a primary where only Democrats or Republicans can vote. But there's another problem which is coming to light, and that is for voters who register as Democrats but whose party affiliations are switched without their okay. Shyla Nelson is with Election Justice USA. It's a national coalition which formed out of concern for transparency in the electoral process after voting problems in March 22nd's Arizona primary. That's where there were exceptionally long lines and waiting times, and then people discovered they were kicked off the voting rolls. Data analysts, statisticians, lawyers, legal advisors, and community activists on grassroots levels make up this coalition. They are asking for judicial oversight in New York as voting issues are coming to light. Nelson says there are 2 prominent threats.
Voters who were registered as Democrats, maybe even years ago, who have discovered suddenly in checking their voter registration that they have been removed from the Democratic roll, which prevents them from voting in the New York primary. We know it's a closed primary on Tuesday. And so their status in party affiliation has been changed to, quote, no longer affiliated with a party, and then parentheses, independent, end quote. That's one group. The others are new voters who enrolled and registered to vote by the deadline of March 25th, who elected Democratic Party as their party affiliation, received confirmation of their registration, but are also listed as not affiliated with any party, which also prohibits them from voting in the Democratic primary.
Do you have any idea of how many voters are affected by this change in their status?
We're getting reports by the hour pouring in to our website, which is www.electionjusticeusa.org. It's a little early to tell how widespread it is, but we are seeing reports from all over the state of New York, And as I say, we are seeing onslaughts of information. It definitely numbers in the thousands. It may number in the hundreds of thousands. It's a little too soon for us to tell, but as we continue the process of gathering our data, we will be providing that information to the public as promptly as we can.
So our listeners can go to the website and they can report any irregularities in their registration. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And just finally, who would this benefit? You know, for these voters to be taken off of their party affiliation, who does that benefit? Does that benefit the Republicans? Is that a computer glitch? Do you have any insight into why this is happening?
Again, I think that's a really important question. I think it's too soon for us to fully understand who might benefit. We certainly know who's not benefiting from this, and that is the voting public. And ultimately, our democracy as a whole is suffering as a result of these phenomena, which appear in other states as well as New York.
Again, the website, which is gathering New York voter registration problems and is bringing suit in federal district court for judicial oversight in Tuesday's primary, is electionjusticeusa.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.